from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Paul, I can't wait for the NFL. We got Ravens Chiefs. We're going to be 48 hours from now. We're going to be doing our predictions for that game and for the season. And Steelers-Falcons is a fascinating opener, not just for us, obviously, but I think nationally for everybody. I think a lot of people are picking the Falcons to win the AFC South. I looked at The Athletic yesterday. Their predictions for the season, they ran like, 10,000 simulations. They have the Falcons as the 10th best team in the NFL. 12th best, I'm sorry. And the Steelers at 21st. 21st! They have the Steelers. And everybody's going to be watching it for the Arthur Smith angle, for Kirk Cousins, for Russell Wilson, maybe especially. I mean, this guy has been a lightning rod for two straight years, the way he rode into Denver and the way he was ridden out of Denver. Both of those things, I just think it's a fascinating game myself. We just heard Mike Tomlin's first news conference of the year. Interesting little tidbits. Health-wise, he said there's some optimism with Roman Wilson, Fatanu, Jalen Warren, and Trice. He said we're optimistic on those fronts. The only one I'm surprised with that they're optimistic on is Roman Wilson.
Why?
Because it felt like he was hurt for pretty much all of preseason, and it would seem like he'd be at least a little ways away from playing and contributing. Like, wouldn't you be taking a risk by giving him a helmet? And he also spoke so highly of Scotty Miller and Van Jefferson.
Yeah.
So is Wilson going to dress? I wonder. I wonder about that.
Well, I mean, if Scotty, you got Scotty Miller, Van Jefferson, and George Pickens. So you got to dress one other guy.
Right,
I'm assuming it's what's the status of Calvin Austin?
That's the question. I mean, he can draft. He's not hurt, is he? No. Didn't mention him at all.
That's what I was going to say. You want to talk about a guy who's just completely fallen off the radar?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'll still be a little bit surprised if Roman Wilson dresses. You know, you're getting Miller, you're getting Jefferson, you're getting Pickens, as you say. Then how many tight ends? Four? I mean, Connor Hayward is a pass catcher, H-back, tight end, fullback, whatever you want to call him. Washington, Freiermuth. Does Mykal Pruitt, does he dress for the game limits?
I would imagine so, yeah. They'll dress four tight ends.
Too bad Paul missed Brian Bacco going through every guy on the roster yesterday. That was exciting, wasn't it?
Paul, you missed learning a lot of different things about fishing and camping and some of the other activities that the players like to do off the field.
I thought that was fantastic.
Brian is really good for all that kind of stuff.
He is. He really gets to know these guys. All right. We heard a back and forth with Will Graves. That was rather humorous. Let's hear that. Can we? You going to use a Paul pause this early in the game here?
Where do you see this offense? Does you believe it has more firepower than it did in the last few years?
I'm not interested in making you comfortable today, to be quite honest with you. Those are just words, and really at the end of the day is somewhat meaningless.
No, we got to go back, if you can, to the origination of that with the Arthur Smith thing, where he said, those aren't Arthur's bags or something like that. In other words, that wasn't his fault. And then Will followed up, and we got to where we got. I don't know, Paul. Like I said, I think that they approach this game with a don't lose mentality. And I'm not so sure that's the wrong way to do it. Like, eventually, I want to see this offense score points. And as Tomlin said last year when they fired Matt Canada, we want to engineer victory more fluidly. We need to score more. But in this particular game, I think a Kenny Pickett game plan might get it done. You?
I think they have to do that. I think they have to do that.
All right, Joe, you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Here it is.
And you guys talked about it as a staff. What, you know,
more points relative to when?
To before. So he said, I like to score more touchdowns.
Arthur's not toting those bags. Those bags aren't his.
I'm talking about your boss. I'm not talking about Arthur
Smith. Oh, I thought you were talking about Arthur Smith. Okay. You're going to say, those bags aren't his.
I mean, where do you see this offense? Does you believe it has more firepower than it did in the last few years?
I'm not interested in making you comfortable today, to be quite honest with you. Those are just words, and really at the end of the day, it's somewhat meaningless. We'll have an opportunity to put some tape out there this weekend that's kind of reflective of that discussion. I'm more of a doer than a talker. Talking glowingly, particularly when you're undefeated this time of year, is easy, and I'm not attracted to easy. We're just going to work. And we're going to put some tape out there that's kind of reflective of our intentions.
That was a wonderful answer. And if you can take that, I'm not interested in comforting you. Is that what he's making
yes.
you comfortable today? Intersperse that with our opening segment blow up today and put that in the final segment.
And I'm not attracted to easy.
Yes, I like that.
I this is the thing that I think we have not talked nearly enough about.
Yeah.
And I wrote this out because I'm writing a column about this later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have not talked nearly enough about the disaster this offensive line could actually really be early this season.
Yeah.
So here's how I wrote it out. Here's how I would describe the Steelers' offensive line. If I, you know, take names out of it, okay? This is currently the starting offensive line, at least for Sunday. Are you ready?
No, but go ahead.
Left tackle, a mediocre player the Steelers have tried to replace almost since his first start. Left guard, second-year, seventh-round pick, who played two offensive snaps last year.
Mm-hmm.
Center.
That would be Spencer Anderson.
Center. Rookie making his first start. Right guard. Solid, reliable veteran who started 32 of 34 games the last two seasons. Right tackle. Second-year player whose best position is left tackle.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's a breakdown of the offensive line.
Meanwhile, the other guys have an intact entire line returning in the Falcons, and
right.
Tomlin complimented them. But you're right, Paul, and that also gets back to... Not getting a lead, or at least not falling behind in this game. You know, if you can keep it at, you know, 10-10 for a while, that'd be nice. But if you start to fall behind by 10 points, something like that, then all of a sudden, whereas I think even young guys, you can say, sick them, right? You can have them block in the run game. What you don't want them doing is dealing with deep into the game plan, different types of pass rushes, different tricks and stunts and everything else, different blitzes that the Falcons could throw at them. And the Falcons have a lot of experience in terms of their defensive coaches. You start with Raheem Morris, who has been around and run some really good defenses. And then Tomlin was also mentioning Jimmy Lake, who's been around forever and has a very good resume as their defensive coordinator. So... run block. That's what you need to do. do not fall behind and subject yourself to exotic blitzes and whatever else the Falcons might have dialed up if they're up 10, 14 points, right?
Yeah. I mean, again, I think if you get down, you've got real problems.
Real problems.
You know what I mean?
Yes. I think, let me ask you this. I think this is a game that would call for Najee and Jalen together in the same backfield. To be 100% honest with you, I think it might be a game that would call for Justin Fields as the quarterback, too. I honest to God believe that.
Yeah.
Just line up and run it 50 times with him as one of your runners. But I get it. Russell Wilson's the quarterback, but I wouldn't mind seeing Warren and Najee share the same backfield. You? They can both block, too. They can both catch.
Yeah.
What do you think of that game plan?
I don't know. I mean, again, the more we get closer to the season, Joe, the more concerned I get about the Steelers. I think that we've probably spent the offseason convincing ourselves that some of these positions, they're better than they actually are.
Such as?
Quarterback.
Mm.
Receiver. Although we've been offensive line. It was depressing to actually go through the offensive line. Do you know what I mean? It was depressing to go through the offensive line and realize, wait a minute, we've been talking about all these guys. Like Broderick Jones is a first-round pick. Have we seen any evidence that he's this dominant tackle for the next 10 years? I don't know, especially not on the right side.
And not in the preseason.
And I think we do that a lot with the Steelers. We just like convince ourselves that they're better at places that they're probably not better.
I think if they win this game, it's going to be a similar plot to when they smashed Joe Burrow and Josh Allen those 2 years, Paul.
Yeah.
At the beginnings of seasons. They do have a chance to come out Sunday and just be violent defensively. If Cam, healthy, ready to go. Keanu Benton is a game destroyer. Ogunjobi is healthy for now. TJ, Alex Highsmith, Patrick Queen, Minka. They could actually just bust up that Falcons offense and then do nothing offensively and still win. That could happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That could happen.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I said. I think if Kirk Cousins plays and plays the whole game, it's probably good for the Steelers.
Yeah.
I do.
You might be right about that. It could take him a while to get going.
I have David Todd on Twitter now trying to start a thing of William. You didn't really just say, you know, you'd rather have Michael Penix play or that the Steelers would be in bigger trouble with Michael Penix, blah, 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 blah. Actually, what I said was, in some ways, it could be the worst thing that happens for the Steelers that Kirk Cousins get hurt and they bring in a guy like Michael Penix who they will not prepare one single down this entire week for his style of quarterback. And he's the kind of guy, because of that, maybe he runs around and makes a couple of big plays. Yeah, I'd rather have an old guy with a bad Achilles who hasn't played in forever standing back there like a statue with the Steelers running at him and hitting him than a guy who might break a play or two. Yes, I did say that.
Well, I would say this. In terms of playmakers, I think Atlanta has an advantage.
Right,
and I wonder about a guy like Kyle Pitts, whether he's been held back by their quarterback situation. And yeah, I mean, Cousins is the guy to go in there and dice them up if he's healthy. I just wonder where he's at as far as comfort with the offense, as far as making quick reads, and as far as his health goes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.